Turner Valley RCMP Detachment's Mountie Moments provide highlights from the past 2 weeks. An impaired driver was taken off the road with an IRS suspension on Highway 2 on January 25, resulting from a public complaint of erratic driving. The vehicle was also seized. An impaired driver was taken off the road with an IRS suspension near Diamond Valley on February 1 as a result of a member of the public report a suspected intoxicated person who drove into the ditch. The vehicle was also seized. A fraud involving someone posing as a bank representative over the phone. Be vigilant of a scam which is affecting farmers who are hiring a fraudulent company to transport hay. If you don't know the company, please verify. There have been two break and enters in the eastern portion of Foothills County. There has been an abundance of deer collisions in Foothills County this year, which brings up the question, when is it necessary to report a collision to police? The general rule of thumb is to report the collision if there is a major injury, it's a hit and run, or there is more than $2,000 damage to the vehicles. If the vehicle is drivable and information has been exchanged in a property damage only collision, you may attend the detachment to report. You do not need to call police. Items to bring when you attend to report: driver's license, registration and insurance of vehicle involved in the collision. Two good photos of the damage, a photo of the door VIN number and a photo of the rear license plate. The driver of the vehicle has to make the statement. Report the collision within 2 weeks. A file number and damage sticker may not be issued after this time. Any collision that happened in Alberta outside of a major center can be reported at your nearest RCMP detachment. If the collision happened in Calgary, the collision must be reported in Calgary.